mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
For word of mouth.
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 Well done.
Look out for Brandon Bourne. He is deadly inside and passes Richie Good for the lead.
From New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Brady Carlson in for Virginia Prescott. Before Jeff Gordon and Danica Patrick became NASCAR superstars, they drove thousands of laps in go-karts. The documentary Racing Dreams follows three tweens competing in the World Karting Association's National Pavement Series. All three young drivers, Annabeth Barnes, Brandon Warren, and Josh Hobson, have the will and skill to become pros depending on how they fare on the track. Racing Dreams won the Best Documentary Feature at the Tribeca Film Festival, and tonight it makes its premiere on PBS's POV series. Virginia spoke to filmmaker Marshall Curry earlier about Racing Dreams. Marshall is nominated for an Academy Award this year for the documentary If a Tree Falls, which is also on POV this season. But first, she caught up with Josh Hobson from Birch Run, Michigan. The seven-time national champion of the WKA was 11 when the film was made. Virginia asked him how old he is now.
I'm 17 years old, on the verge of turning 18.
So at least you're of legal driving age, I guess, now.
Yes, I finally did receive my driver's license.
Well, congratulations. When did you first know that you wanted to race?
I like to believe that I was born with it in my blood. It's just something that I've always wanted to do. It started out when I was pushing the little Hot Wheel cars around the kitchen floor. But I started racing competitively at 5 years old, and my racing career took off from that point.
Well, here's a little clip of the film. Here you are after winning the first race in the series. This is in North Carolina.
It's probably one of the best feelings I've had in a long time. It was really close racing, and that's what we came down for.
Well, you sound pretty slick there, Josh, as an 11-year-old. We call that a good sound bite. Where'd you learn to do that?
I love to talk. That's definitely one of my qualities that I have behind me. I like to say that. Talking is definitely one of the things that I love to do, and in the sport of racing, it's extremely important to recognize the people that help you get to the point, especially in the national level. Not too many kids have that opportunity. So it's important that I remember to recognize the people that helped me there. And I guess you could say I picked up a few pointers from some of my heroes in the NASCAR series.
Well, you sound like you are ready for a sponsorship. Has anything happened since the film came out?
The sponsorship battle is by far the most difficult process, especially in the midst of a struggling economy. We've had a little bit more help, and the past year, I raced my first full season behind the wheel of a stock car.
Wow.
And so I'm really hoping to add a few more primary and corporate sponsors into this season so I can continue to chase my dream.
It did strike me that you have a sister. We barely see her in the film. I mean, what does she think of all the attention on racing in your family?
My sister is very involved, and she may had to make some sacrifices along with myself to keep me involved in the sport. And actually, she was a race car driver during one point in her life. She raced go-karts, and she sacrificed her racing so I could continue.
Wow.
So she's an excellent sister to have, and I love her very much.
What kind of sacrifices do you think you've made to race?
I think the most distinct sacrifice I've had to make is skipping prom every year through high school. So that's probably the most evident one that I can think of.
Racing Dreams is being developed into a feature film by DreamWorks. Who do you want to play you, Josh?
I'm not exactly sure who I'd like to play me, but I hope it's a very good-looking and attractive young man.
Well, Josh, your wrestling team has a big match today that could advance you to the regional and state, so I want to wish you good luck, and thank you so much for joining us today.
No, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Josh Hobson, seven-time national WKA champion, and one of the three drivers followed in the film Racing Dreams by filmmaker Marshall Curry, who's with us from Argo Network in New York City. Marshall, what a spectacular kid. I mean, I can just imagine what it was like following these kids and wondering logistically how you did it. Did you have three different crews?
Well, when we followed them at home, which was a significant part of the movie, it was usually just three of us. So we really wanted to keep the footprint of the production small. Shooting can be kind of intimidating, and so I really do a lot of work to make that less intimidating so that people feel comfortable and you can get some really amazing intimate moments.
Yeah, I mean, you are there in the kitchen while they're fretting over bills, or there's a lot of tension inside of one of the kids' household, Brandon, when his dad, he's sort of in and out of their lives. I wonder how you picked these kids. Did you film a lot more and then narrow it down to them?
No. You know, when I first had the idea for the film, I had been kind of interested in NASCAR, but I'm not or wasn't at that point a NASCAR fan. And then one day I read an article about this go-kart series that's like the Little League for NASCAR, where these kids race go-karts that are only 12 horsepower, but they go 70 miles an hour. And this is 11, 12, 13-year-old kids.
Amazing.
So I went to a couple of races to just sort of check it out, and I started asking people if they knew of any racers that I should talk to. And I would ask the flagmen, and I would ask the people at the concession booth and other kids and other parents. And over people said, have you met that Josh Hobson kid? You might want to meet him. And so I found Josh as he was coming off the track, having just won his fourth Grand National race that weekend. And, you know, he's unbelievable. He's like an adult in a child's body. He's smart, and he's funny, and he's charismatic, and an amazing, amazing racer. Brandon and Annabeth, I met some months later, but those were the only three. I didn't want it to be a survey of lots of different kids. I really wanted it to be a deep story about three very special characters. And the racing is an exciting element to the movie, but in my mind, it's really about being 11 and 12 and 13 mm-hmm. and figuring out life and romance and parents. You know, that to me is what elevates it beyond just a kind of human interest story about kids that can race really fast.
And the romance is a part of what develops between Annabeth and Brandon. Let's just say that they like each other. I'm not going to pair them off exactly. Was that a surprise to you when you saw this happen? You must have thought, two of my characters are falling for each other.
It was amazing. A lot of people have said, well, did you have anything to do with that? Did you push them together? And I said, you know, you can't make two 12-year-olds like each other. They like who they like. And so at one point after one of the races where he and Annabeth had been hanging out a lot, Brandon shows us the back of his trophy, and Annabeth had written her phone number on it. He picks up the phone and
Hello?
Gives her a call, and they have this conversation.
Is this Anna?
Shooting that was one of those magical moments where I thought, you just can't write these things.
You know who this is? Who? It rhymes with random. Random.
That's a scene from Racing Dreams, and I'm speaking with the filmmaker, Marshall Curry. The film is premiering on POV tonight. Tell me about the challenges of shooting something like this. I mean, as you mentioned, you know, you've made inner city stories before and documentaries about the environment. More the thing we think of on PBS.
Well, it just hooked me. And it's such a big part of American culture. And I think that it's something that a lot of the PBS set or the documentary folks don't know much about. And honestly, I think there are plenty of folks who sort of turn up their nose at racing as if, you know, it's not a legitimate sport. And as I started exploring that world, I came to see that it's clearly a sport. It's incredibly competitive. It's strategic. It's emotional. And the stories of these families trying to get their kids to become professional racers was really amazing and universal. Mm. I mean, you know, as Annabeth's father says, there are a lot of sacrifices that these kids have to make. They miss birthday parties. They miss, you know, proms. They miss they're constantly traveling. They're constantly working. And that's a sacrifice. But, you know, Mozart made sacrifices. You know, Tiger Woods made sacrifices. Anybody who wants to become professional or great at something has to make sacrifices. And it's a personal choice whether those sacrifices are worth it. And some of the families, you know, struggled with that during the course of the film.
In fact, Annabeth's mom, Tina, she says there's a struggle in her between, you know, the maternal side that says, okay, honey, you lost, and this driving side that says, you know, if you want to be better at this, you have to really stick to it. That's she right. also talks a little bit about the addiction of racing. Here she is. This is Tina.
People don't understand racing because they think, you know, oh, they're just running around in a circle. But, you know, we don't understand, like, baseball, like people standing out in the field and one person trying to hit them a ball. What, you know, they might not even hit it to them. So we think that's crazy, you know. Racing is just, it's an addiction. It's definitely an addiction. And, you know, we got it bad. We got it bad.
When I started racing, my mom was like, okay, we're just not going to get big into it. You know, we're just going to see how it's going to turn out and, you know, roll with it. We raced 48 weekends out of 52 this past year. We race Thanksgiving, 4th of July.
Annabeth Barnes from the film Racing Dreams. We're speaking with the film's director and producer, Marshall Curry.
One of the things I love about that, the Tina Barnes clip that you played, what was so great about it is it just points out that everything's crazy from the outside. I mean, if you watch a baseball game and you don't understand baseball, it's ridiculous. If you listen to jazz music and you don't care about jazz music, it's ridiculous. And that's what I love about documentaries, is that they give us an opportunity to go into worlds that we don't understand, and hopefully to you know, stretch us and enable us to appreciate the things that other people love from their perspectives.
And it costs a lot of money, I mean, this addiction. Josh's dad, in fact, guesses it's about $5,000 a race for travel and food and equipment. How do they pay for it?
Well, a lot of it is just coming out of their pockets. So they are constantly making sacrifices. But they're also trying to get sponsors. And that's one of the struggles of racing. You know, if you're a basketball player and you're good, all you need to do is just buy a ball and go down to the park, and you can play, and people can watch you and say, hey, you're a great basketball player. But if you're a great race car driver, it's really expensive to show somebody that you're a great race car driver. You can be the best driver in the world, and if you're in a go-kart or a car that's not up to, you know, competitive standards, you're going to lose no matter how good of a driver you are.
Well, what is it like for you? You know, you're a filmmaker watching these kids in their lankiest, most uncomfortable, cavorting years, in a way, not to be embarrassed for them on some level.
I loved that age. I'm not necessarily living through it myself, but I remember it feeling so important. And it's amazing that it's not as explored as it should be. I mean, the media, you know, Hollywood movies, they either want to focus on cute little kids or angsty teenagers. But that age, 11, 12, 13, is when you really start to take a step from childhood to adolescence. And Tina Barnes, Annabeth's mom, says, you know, over the course of this 1 year where we follow these kids, she said, you know, Annabeth, one minute she wants to play with baby dolls, and the next minute she's a grown-up. And you see that. I mean, from the opening shots of the film to the closing shots, the physical changes that happen mm-hmm. in these kids and the emotional changes that happen in them are really heartwarming for me.
Racing is probably a sport of pretty low averages for success. I wonder, watching these kids, if, you know, you think, gonna make it, not gonna make it?
I feel like, you know, Josh and Annabeth have as good a shot as anybody. They're both racing full-size race cars now and doing really well. Yeah, I mean, with Brandon, he is a really singular kid. He had a tough year. Both of his parents have been sort of had issues with drugs. His father was in and out of jail, and, you know, his family has financial challenges. They live in a double-wide trailer in rural North Carolina, but they are an amazing group of people. And I think racing for him, it was in part an escape, and he was great at it, but it's really hard. And the thing about racing that even makes it more difficult than other sports is that if you're not one of the top race car drivers, you're almost nothing. I mean, if you are a good basketball player, maybe not NBA basketball player, you can go to college and you can get a scholarship and you can play in college. If you're a good race car driver, but you're not one of the 30-something or 40-something best race car drivers in the world, there's no safety net for you. So it's definitely a hard sport. But the heart has reasons that you can't predict, and people have passions that I guess sometimes they need to chase.
Marshall Curry talking with Virginia Prescott about his film Racing Dreams, which premieres tonight on PBS's POV series. If you'd like to see a trailer of the film or check local listings, go to wordofmouthradio.org. We're always posting more on Facebook and Twitter. You can check us out there as well.